to have it? I mean, that was that mentality, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think everybody knew that all eyes were on us, especially after the last couple games, coming down to that two-minute drive. And they, you know, they ended up getting some yards on us. But ultimately, the guys up front came through, and that's, you know, that's how you win games.
How'd you approach that last couple minutes when they were just, you know, marching it down and threatening to do what the last two teams have done to you?
I mean, I think kind of something I said this week, that we have a resilient group of guys. And like I said, they got some yards, but I remember looking at Mistral back there, and I think they might have just got a first down. There was maybe like 20 seconds left. And just, you know, the look in his eyes, he had no doubt that we were going to win. And that was a mindset of the team, and that's why we came through.
How much did this team feed off the energy that the crowd was bringing tonight? Because it looked like you guys really came out amped up, ready to play. Speak on that and how the crowd actually played a big part defensively.
Yeah, I was actually shocked that it was kind of the home game type feel. I thought it was going to be split, maybe some just NFL fans that just came kind of for the show, but it really felt like a home game out there. There was great kind of crowd interaction, and you know, getting loud on third down, getting excited for us. So it was quite a sight out there.
You guys get a lead early, that the front four was getting some pressure. Did that feel a little bit more like the recipe that worked so well for you guys last year?
Yeah, that's kind of say, you know, when rush and coverage matches up, that's when we make plays. And the rush was there all night long. Still got to shore some things up on the back end, but ultimately it was enough to win.
What are you going through this week and sort of the unconventional thing you had to deal with to get here with so much at stake, quarterback switch, in and out of different facilities? What did that do, and how did that play into how you might have played today?
I really, you know, I think it's easy to say, you know, you got jet lag, you got to practice somewhere else, but it really felt, I mean, it was pretty comfortable. You're always going to be sore, so we were dealing with soreness no matter what. Like I said, the facilities were great. It felt like a home game. Crowd was great. Everybody's been very hospitable here, so it was nothing but the best.
What, if anything, could you have done differently on that hit on Heath Miller that crossed the flag?
You know, I don't really want to say too much because, you know, I don't really know where that will get me. But ultimately, you know, I hate, you know, Heath Miller, you know, he had a knee injury last year, right? And as a player, as a fan, I know that. I don't want to hit him in the knee. I want to hit him, you know, in a good area. I tried to keep my head out of it. I didn't launch. I don't really know what else to do. And there was a play later where I hit him lower, and I didn't want to do it, but I had to. And that might have made him mad. But ultimately, he was trying to win the game. It's tough. I really don't know what else to do in that situation.
Harrison, did he lower his head on that too?
I mean, that's, I probably have to watch it again, but that's what I thought, you know. And they've told us, even if they lower their head, if you make contact with the helmet, that's a fine. But that's, I mean, that's pretty unreasonable, in my opinion.
Thanks, everyone. Good. That'll be it for the press conference.